David Kingsbury is going to talk to us about using headings and other things in Microsoft Word. So, David, it's all yours.
Nadine mentioned some training she did in January. This was organized by NIB, and this was at the Carroll Center, and this is where I picked up on using headings and styles. I had vaguely known about the usefulness of them for a while, but for the life of me, couldn't figure out how to use them, and I've really been using them ever since. Inserting headings into a document, I think, can really help you out on just navigating the document, as well as working on better formatting of the document. And styles also can sort of help you on the consistency of the formatting of your document. A sighted person has a 30-page document. What do? They print the thing out, they eyeball it, and they see that, okay, all the fonts look about right, and so on and so forth. We don't have quite that possibility, so we sort of need some other tools for doing consistent formatting. So what I'm going to do first is talk about, you know, how we navigate a document that has headings in it already. Then secondly, how you put headings into a document yourself. And then thirdly, we'll talk about styles, what they are, and how you use them. So I think you can put headings into basically any document that you can think of that you're writing that lends itself to sort of having an outline form and is maybe more than 2 or 3 pages. You can already use headings to navigate through those pretty quickly. You know, when we learn about navigating the internet with JAWS, what's like the first thing we learn about? Heading. And when we talk about headings in Word, I don't think that many people know about headings in Word, or at least I was somebody who really didn't know much about them at all until fairly recently. So I have a document here that I've created. It's called Useful iPhone Apps. It's something I give out at the Carroll Center. And I've put headings into this document. And so a bunch of apps are listed here, and each of those apps has been marked up with a heading. So if you have headings in a document, there are two ways that you can navigate through that document. One is to use the headings list command in JAWS, which is the same here in Word as it is in the internet, and that is Insert F6 to get the list of headings.
Heading list dialog. Headings list view. Useful iPhone apps :1. 1 of 35. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
So there are 35 headings in here, and you heard it said 1. So there's one heading level 1 here. And let me down arrow.
Access note :2.
And then it says access note 2. So that's a heading level 2. So I can quickly navigate using headings if I know the first letter of what I'm looking for. If I want to find NFB Newsline, because that's one of the apps listed here, I'll hit N.
N, Netflix :2. N, NFB Newsline Mobile :2.
And there's NFB Newsline, and I'll hit Enter.
Heading level 2, NFB Newsline Mobile, section 1 as page footer, edit.
Okay, and I'm in the text, and I'm on that. Now, if I didn't use headings, what would I have done? I probably would have done Control F, typed in NFB Newsline, hope I had typed it right, hit Enter, and then maybe that would bring me there. So this is just a much nicer way to navigate. I'll put headings in documents as I'm drafting them too, because think about, you have a 5 or 10 page document, how much time you're spending flipping between page 3 and page 6 and this and that. And if you put headings in and you know what you've got, you know, you can do Insert F6, quickly jump to what you want to, jump to that part of the text, do what you're doing there, do Insert F6, jump to some other part of the text, and so on. I don't only have these headings in when the document is final, but I'll use them just when I'm drafting a document, and I found it really helps me move around much more quickly through a document. So that's one way we can navigate a Word document with headings, is with the Insert F6. Second way we can do it is we can virtualize our Word document, basically taking it out of edit mode and putting it sort of in an HTML mode type of thing, where a number of our JAWS keystrokes we can use, just like on the internet. So to virtualize our Word screen, we hit Insert Z.
Quick keys on.
And it says quick keys on, and I can just start hitting H for heading, just like if I were in the internet.
Heading 200 Tunes Radio - Recording and Alarm Clock. Heading 2 Pandora Radio.
And we can also move by heading levels. You heard that say heading 2. So I can move to the next heading level 2 by hitting the number 2.
Heading 2 Read 2 Go. Page 13. Heading 2 Red Laser and - Markup. Heading 2 Seeing.
And so on. This document only has like one single heading level 1 and a whole bunch of heading level 2s.
The question is, are you able to easily get back to unvirtualized? Because
yeah.
I found that sometimes when I turn that off, I can't get it to stay back on.
Insert Z virtualizes, and then Insert V turns it off.
Quick keys off.
And now I'm back in edit mode. I haven't found that there's a problem there.
Okay.
So now I'm back in regular edit mode, and if I were to hit the letter H, I would just be sticking H into the document. And let me put it back in that mode, Insert Z.
Quick keys on.
Okay. If, for example, I had tables in this document, this getting away from headings, I could hit T.
There are no tables in this document.
And there aren't any here. I could, I think, even hit C for combo box. Of course, we won't have those here.
There are no combo box form fields in this document.
Or X for checkbox.
There are no checkbox form fields in this document.
But I'll use these for navigating by headings. Also, you know, you can hit P for paragraph. That's sort of more useful in Word.
Category colon GPS. Developer colon Sendero Group LLC.
Okay, so I'll take it out of that mode with Insert Z again.
Quit keys off.
So those are the two ways you can navigate through a document that has headings in it. Pretty easy to do there. So next thing is, how do you yourself put headings in a document? I'll get out of the document I'm in now.
Alt F4, Toshiba flashcards dot.
And I've got another one here.
Windows M, Desktop D, Daily Training Journal dash styles dot enter. Cancel button to activate. Press spacebar. Blank, my training journal.
So again, when you're putting headings into a document, you sort of want to think of a logical organizational structure, a hierarchical structure of that document. So here I have something very simple, what you just heard, sort of a daily training journal. So,
blank, my training journal.
So there's the title.
Blank, week one.
Week one of the training.
Blank, day one.
And then day one, day two, day three, etc., all the way up to week two and so on. So a logical structure of this document could be that the title is a heading level one, every week is a heading level two, and every day is a heading level three, something very simple. Very easy to put headings into documents. I'll go back up to the title.
Blank, my training journal.
So I just need to be on the line that I'm going to make into a heading. I don't have to select the whole thing. I could if I want, but it doesn't hurt. It doesn't help either. To turn this into a level one heading, I will hit now Control-Alt-1.
Alt-Control-1.
And I'll down arrow.
Heading level one, my training journal.
Okay, and that is now a level one heading. Control-Alt-1.
Blank, week one.
I'll make week one into a level two heading. Control-Alt-2.
Alt-Control-2. Blank, heading level 2, week 1.
I'll make
blank, day 1.
Day 1 into a level 3 heading. Control, Alt,
3.
Alt, Control, 3.
You got it.
Blank, okay. Heading level 3, day 1.
And now let me go down. I'll just quickly add a few more here.
Interesting, day 2.
Okay, day 2. This would be a heading level 3 again, right?
Yep.
Alt, Control, 3. The topic I started, day 3.
Again, a heading level 3. I'm not going to, I'll do about 4 or 5 more just so we have a document.
Alt Control 3. Here. Today we went page 2. We briefed day 4.
Okay, another level 3.
Alt Control. Today I regarded, I also day 5.
Another 3.
Alt Control 3. Today we week 2.
Week 2. A heading 2.
Alt Control 2. Page 3. Day 1.
And then a last heading level 3.
Alt Control 3.
I'll show you one other thing. Sort of curious, if I want to do a heading level 4, you might think, well, hit Control Alt 4. This only comes from the factory with levels 1 through 3 set up. So if you want to make a heading 4 or a heading level 5, you have to sort of customize that. You have to do that yourself, and I'll show how that's done a little bit later on. So anyway, I have my document now. I'll go back to the top.
Page 1, top of file, heading level 1, my training journal.
Okay, it's got its different heading, and I'll do an Insert F6, and we'll see, voila, we now have headings.
Heading list dialog, headings list view, my training journal colon 1, 1 of 9. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
And there are 9 headings, and again, if we know the first letter of what we're looking for, we could hit that. I know that my heading level 2s all begin with the letter W for week 1, week 2.
W, week 1, colon 2. W, week 2, colon 2.
Okay, there I am, and I know my days begin with the letter D.
D, day 1, colon 3.
Okay, and this is where we get into styles. Because when you put headings into a document, you are reformatting that text. And we'll see what the formatting is here. I'll go up to the top again.
Heading level 1, my training journal.
And I'll check the formatting on this right now. I think I have this still set as the formatting that comes, you know, from the factory. So I'll do Insert F, and we'll see what the formatting is here for the heading 1.
Bolded, 14-point, steel blue, 4-on-white, Cambria, heading 1 style, line spacing, colon, 1 lines, paragraph formatting, colon, aligned left, outline level, colon, 1.
That is the formatting that comes from the factory for a heading 1. So you heard it, Cambria, steel blue, or something like that, 14-point. I'll go down to the heading 2.
Blank, heading level 2, week 1.
And we'll listen to that. Insert F again.
Bolded, 13-point, steel blue on white, Cambria, heading 2 style, line spacing, colon, 1 lines, paragraph formatting, colon, aligned left.
So that is the same, except they have made the font just a little bit tinier. The heading 1 was a 14, the heading 2 is a 13. I'll do it to the heading 3 now.
Blank, heading level 3, day 1, italicized, 12-point, steel blue on white, Times New Roman, heading 3, style, line spacing, colon 1 lines, paragraph formatting, colon centered, outline level, colon 3.
Sorry about that. That is not what came from the factory, so that is me screwing around with it a bit there. But this would have been, I think, Calibri 12-point. The idea being that in putting these styles together, the Word folks are, you know, trying to make a consistently formatted document so that a heading 1 would be a little bit bigger than a heading 2, which would be a little bit bigger than a heading 3. From a sighted point of view, of course, we're hearing heading, heading, heading. What a sighted person is seeing are different sizes, different fonts, different colors, different indentation, etc., so that that is visually denoting that, you know, we have different sections of the document and so on. Another thing that's going on that's very important to know about is that paragraph spacing, that is spacing between the paragraphs, is being changed also. And I'll go up to heading 1 again.
Top of file, heading level 1, my training journal.
And if I want to see what my paragraph spacing is, I'll go into the Applications key and go down to the Paragraph dialog box.
Applications. Copy unavailable. Decrease indent. Increase indent. Font dot dot dot. Paragraph dot dot dot. E.
I'll hit enter to get in here.
Menu. Paragraph dialog. Indents and spacing. Page. General. Alignment. Colon.
And I'm going to tab, tab, tab 4 or 5 times till we hear it say before.
Tab, left colon, tab, right colon, tab, to set the tab, by colon, tab, right colon, tab, before colon, edit spin box, 24pt, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value,
so,
Alt-B.
Before every heading 1, although this is the title that won't count here, but if there were heading 1s inside the document, there's 24 points worth of space, so that's roughly a double space worth, more or less, of space between this heading 1 and the paragraph space that was up above it. If I tab once.
Tab after colon edit spin box 0pt to set the value.
It's set by default after as 0. So again, the idea being that above the heading 1, there's some space. Below it, there isn't. So visually, that sets off this new heading 1 as something new, a new section to the visual reader. If we were to go and look at the heading 2, it might be something like 18 point or 12 point. If we were going to look at the heading before, if we're going to look at the heading 3, it might be, I don't know, also 8 or 10 point before. So you need to be aware that that is, this formatting is being put in when you put headings in. And if you want to alter it, then you know, need to know how to alter it, which we'll get to in a moment. I don't think,
no. This is good stuff.
So yeah. Jerry, if you think this is good, do you still take the long way to put attachments into your documents? Go to the file and copy it?
Yes, that's what I do.
Copy and paste it.
And just paste it.
Yes. You have to be in the body of the message
yes.
when you do that pasting because
oh,
it,
no,
no, it won't
you
work.
Don't. No, you don't, because I do it in the body, and I also do it when I'm, say I put one in already, or maybe I didn't. Yeah, say I put one in already, and so it'll say, you know, it'll tell me I have an attachment there. I can then put another attachment in there by being on that field,
not even in the email.
Try that.
Styles also puts in paragraph spacing after normal text. So even if you've never used headings, you know, as a blind person, what do I do a lot? Let me get to a regular paragraph here.
Heading level 2, week 1. Heading level 3, day 1.
Here's my normal text.
Blank. Interesting things included. Learning shortcut keys to get the taskbar programs. Left pair and win.
Okay, so that's my normal text. If you're like me, as a blind person, most of us will put an extra hard return in between our paragraphs, right? Just so I can know when does a paragraph begin and end. So I'll down arrow.
Well, as Windows T blank.
So there I know. Okay. That paragraph ended.
Heading level 3, day 2.
Okay, here's a new paragraph. Okay. Word also, by default, puts in extra spacing after a paragraph. Okay. And if you've done this extra hard return, you are actually putting in, you know, you're putting two blank lines in between paragraphs.
Yep.
And let me just...
Land. Well, as Windows T to quickly get there. Also...
Okay, so here's the regular body text. And I'll show what that looks like if we go into the paragraph dialog box again.
Applications. Copy on the font. Paragraph. Dot, dot, dot. E.
And I hope I've left this as the default.
Menu, paragraph, dialogue, indented, fastened page, tab, 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 special col tab, by col tab, right colon tab, before colon edit spin box, 0pt, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value,
okay.
Alt D.
So by default, 0 point, nothing is put before a paragraph, so no problem there if you're going to put in the extra hard return, but I'll tab to after.
Tab, after colon edit spin box, 10pt, to set the value,
okay.
Use the arrow keys or type the value.
Either 10 point or 8 point is put in after every paragraph. So I've purposely messed this file up in terms of keeping it this way with 10 points worth after every paragraph and putting in all the extra hard returns. This right now, let me
escape.
Just, I'll get to the bottom of the
escape.
Document here. And we'll see how long this document is done incorrectly first.
Bottom of file, blank. Touches and host, blank.
Okay, I'm on page 5. I know that just a moment.
Page number 5 of 5. Word count 1,380.
Okay, so I'm 5 pages into this. And if I want to know exactly where my cursor is at the bottom of the document, there's a nice little keystroke I learned recently too, and that's Alt-Delete. That will tell you horizontally and vertically where your cursor actually is.
PC cursor active, 1 inch from left, 6.83 inches from top, page 5, current
okay.
Window restriction.
Okay, so I'm 6.5 inches from the top of the page.
What
yep.
Command did you use to get the page and word count?
Insert page down, which
okay.
Is the status bar. Insert page
yeah.
Down, I'll do it again.
Page number 5 of 5, word count 1,380, spelling and grammar check error.
Yeah, in Word that will tell you how many, what page you're on, how many pages, and it will give you a word count.
It's, no, like I said, it's not always the fault. Sometimes you have to tell where you want that in your status bar. Like if you use your joystick cursor, click on the status bar, you get a bunch of check boxes, and you check off what you want, information you want in there and not want in there.
What does insert delete do? I thought that gave you the bottom line.
Let me see.
Line 21, column 1.
Oh. Tells me my line number.
Yeah, it doesn't give you the page.
Okay.
Number.
So if I got rid of that 10 points worth of space after the paragraphs, that actually, I've noticed in this 5-page document, knocks out an entire page.
Wow.
Luckily, as blind people, most of the stuff we do is electronic, but if we printed this, we would be killing lots and lots of trees. So what if we want to change?
Blank, heading level 2, week 1.
Our formatting. And I should first say, what do we mean? So this is, again, I'll do insert F again.
Bolded, 13 point, steel blue on white, Cambria, heading 2 style, line spacing, colon 1 lines, paragraph formatting, colon aligned left, outline level, colon 2.
Okay. Now I should first say, when it says heading 2 style, I mean, what is meant by the word style? And a style is basically, it's the collection of all the formatting that goes into this heading 2 style. So that's the amalgamation of your kind of font, Calibri, Times New Roman, whatever it might be, the size of the font, the color of the font, whether it's bold, whether it's italics, whether it's indented, and then also very important, that paragraph spacing that I mentioned a little while ago. If I want to change a style, and this is where the power of styles comes in. Let's say, you know, I only have two heading twos in here, but say I have a large document, I get 50 of them. I only have to change this in one place and then hit a button and automatically change it in all the other places. So I'll do insert F again just to see what our current heading two style is.
Bolded, 13 point, steel blue on white, Cambria, heading 2 style, line spacing, colon 1 lines, paragraph formatting, colon aligned left, outline level, colon 2.
Okay, so you heard a whole bunch of different stuff about the font, left justify, etc. I don't have to select the whole line, but out of paranoia,
home.
I'll select the whole line anyways.
Selected, week 1.
So the first thing, if we want to change the style, our heading 2 style, for an entire document for that heading 2 is to pick one place where you have your heading 2 and change the formatting. So I'll change this so it's something that we really know is different. So we heard Cambria or something. I'll change the font, and the quick key for changing, getting to the font dialog box is Control D.
Control D, font dialog, font page, font colon edit combo plus headings to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
I'll make this Times New Roman, again, just for the sake of changing it.
T. Tahoma, Tempest Sans ITC Times New Roman.
I'll tab.
Tab, font style colon edit combo, bold to set the value, use the arrow keys
and
or
again,
type the value.
And just for the sake of changing it, I'll make it italic.
Bold italic, bold italic, bold italic, I. Italic.
And I'll tab to the size.
Tab, size colon edit combo 13. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value. Alt S.
And I'll go wild, I'll make it 15 again just to change
1,
it.
5, blend.
And I'll go to the color.
Tab. Font color colon, font color left parent accent, one right parent button to
and
activate.
And this is that steel blue, etc. I'll hit enter to get in here. I'm sorry, space bar.
Space to activate, press space bar.
And I've noticed if you just want to make this the standard black on white, I think I can hit the home key in here.
Home, color picker, table, automatic, 1 of 1. RGB left parent 0.
And I'll hit enter to get out of there.
Font color colon, font color left parent, automatic right parent.
And I'll tab to the OK button just to make all those changes.
Tab, 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 effects, tab, effects, tab, effect, tab, the check press tab, this is a true tab, this is a tab, OK button to activate, press space bar. Print view, edit.
Okay, and I'll do one last thing, I'll center it just to change stuff.
Centered.
And I'll do my insert F to see what I got.
Italicized, 15 point, black on white, Times New Roman, highlighted, heading 2 style, line spacing, colon 0 lines, paragraph formatting, colon centered, outline level, colon 2.
I've just changed the formatting for this text here, and so now it's time to change this for all the other heading 2s in this document. Now, to do this, I have Word 2010. I can do some of this, I can do these things through the applications key, but in 2013 and 2016, unfortunately, they don't have styles in the application key. So I'm just gonna do this through the ribbons. And styles is in the home tab, so I'll go to the home tab.
Upper ribbon, home tab, to change ribbons, use left or right arrows to navigate the current ribbon, use tab or shift tab, alt followed by H.
Okay, and I'll quickly go to the styles group, because it's pretty far down in, I wouldn't want to tab a bunch of times. So I'll control right arrow, and that goes group by group in the lower ribbon.
Lower ribbon, clipboard group, font group, paragraph group. Menu, styles group box, submenu to move through the controls on this ribbon. Use tab or shift tab or use the arrow keys, alt okay. Followed by H, Z,
S. So now I'm in the styles group and I'm going to tab 2 more times to where I want to be.
Tab, change style submenu, tab, styles dot 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 button to move through the controls on this ribbon. Use tab or shift tab or use the arrow keys, alt followed by H, F, Y.
Okay, so this is where I want to be. Something funny is about to happen. I'm going to hit enter on this, and I'm looking for what's called the styles pane, and that's where the listing of all the different styles are, heading 1, heading 2, heading 3, and so on. So I'll hit enter here.
List box clear all. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Okay, I was hoping this wouldn't happen. This put me right in the styles pane. Often you'll do this, and it won't land you right in there, and you have to F6 around to find it. And on the first attempt, sometimes, you don't even find it.
Control-Shift-S work to get you to the same place so you won't have to do the ribbon?
That I don't know, but I know this one way, and once I'm in here, it's easy. We can try that. So I'm in what's called the Styles pane, and I'm going to down arrow till it says Heading Level 2.
Normal. No spacing. Heading 1. Heading 2.
And you remember, I made those changes. Now I'm going to hit the Applications key. And again, I've landed myself on Heading 2.
Applications, context menu, to navigate, press up or down arrow, P. Update heading 2 to match selection, P.
And we land right on update heading 2 to match selection. The language is a little contorted there, but you think about it. I have this select, you know, text that I've selected. I've changed all the formatting. I'm going to be updating all my heading 2s to match this selection right now. So I'll hit enter.
Leaving menus, print view, edit.
Okay, now I'm back in the document, and I'll do my insert F6 to get back into the list of headings.
Heading list dialog. Headings list view. My training journal colon 1. 1 of 9. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
And I'll, just to check, I'll go to one of the other heading 2s that was not the one that I had initially selected.
W. Week 1 colon 2. W. Week 2 colon 2.
Okay, this is not where I had originally done those changes. I'll hit enter to get here.
Heading level 2 week 2. Edit.
And I will do insert F.
Italicized, 15 point, black on white, Times New Roman, heading 2 style, line spacing, colon 0 lines, paragraph formatting, colon centered, outline level, colon 2.
Okay, and all my changes are there. Now, I only have 2 heading 2s in this document, but again, imagine if you had 50. And again, when I first learned about this, I had one of them head-slapping moments, and not just because, oh, as a blind person, this is great. It's like, I thought back to when I was cited and had to put together lots of long documents and all the monkey work I would do to like take sections and reformat them and bold them and, you know, do it like basically do it 50 times. And with this way, it's sort of in one fell swoop. Let me do the same thing now with just the normal text.
Top of file, heading level 1, my training jerk, blank. Heading level 2, weak, blank. Heading level 3, day 1, blank. Interesting things.
Okay, and one thing I've done in this, again, this is like a training file. So I've purposely screwed up all the fonts in here so that there are, for the regular text, there are just crazy fonts all over the place. But then that often mirrors reality. So I'll do insert F here.
11 point, black on white, calibri, normal style, line spacing, colon, one lines, paragraph format in colon.
Okay, so you heard 11 point calibri. I'm going to go down to another paragraph.
Heading level 3, the topic today was...
And again, this is normal text. I'll do an insert F again.
12 point, black on white, aerial, normal style, line spacing, colon, one...
So that's different too. I'll go to the bottom.
Page 5,
last
bottom
paragraph.
Of file, land, touches and those two application.
I'll do insert F again.
Bolded, 14 point, dark olive green, 3 on white, Times New Roman, normal style, line spacing, colon.
Okay, really crazy, bizarre fonts in here. I'll take the first paragraph. I'll go back to the top.
Page 1, blank, heading level 2, blank, heading level 3, day 1, blank, interesting things include.
Okay, so this is my first normal, regular body text. Again, I'll do an insert F so we can hear what this is. Because I'm going to make the whole document the same thing.
11 point, black on white, calibri, normal style, line spacing, colon, one lines, paragraph format in colon, aligned left, outline level, colon, body text.
Again, I think I can probably do this from any point, but out of paranoia,
home,
I'm going to just select the entire paragraph. So shift control down arrow gets me the whole paragraph.
Interesting things included learning shortcut keys to get the taskbar programs left paren windows, comma, one comma, two comma, etc. appear.
And I'm going to go back into that styles pane. Now, here's the other funky thing about it. During this session, I have already gone into that styles pane once. You know, I went into the ribbon. The shortcut key was Alt-H-F-Y, which if you're going to do styles a fair amount, that's one I've actually memorized. But if you're in a Word session and you've gone to that styles pane once, all you need to do from now on while you're in this Word session is hit F6.
F6, navigation pane, search document, edit, type and text.
And that first F6 might not get you to the styles pane, but I'll keep hitting F6 and I should get there soon.
F6, styles, list box, no spacing to move to an item, press the arrow keys.
This, I'm going to down arrow to normal because we're dealing with the normal text.
Heading 1, heading 2. Heading 3.
Oh, where did normal
heading,
go?
Heading 1. No spacing. Normal.
There's normal. Sorry, I had to up arrow to it. And now I'm simply going to do the same thing I did for the heading 2. I'm going to hit the applications key.
Applications. Context menu. To navigate, press up or down arrow. P. Update normal to match selection. P.
And here it says update normal to match selection. So I'll hit enter on that.
Leaving menus. Print view. Edit.
And now all those funky paragraphs.
Heading level 3. The topic today was...
should be the same as the one, that initial one.
11 point, black on white, calibri, normal style, line spacing, colon, one lines, paragraph format in colon, aligned.
Okay, and I'll go down to that bottomest most one.
Page 5, blank, into PowerPoint and Word, 11 point, black on white, calibri, normal style, line spacing, colon, one lines, paragraph format in colon, aligned left, outline level, colon, body.
Okay, and that has all been changed throughout the entire document. Now, you know, Nadine was mentioning a problem that she had, and I'm not saying this is the solution, but one thing that gets you a little closer to more consistency in your documents is using styles. Because again, and I've had the case, embarrassing cases myself, I was had a class in school a couple of years ago or so. I sent a document to somebody to review. They said, you know, the content is very nice, but by the way, the first 15 of your 35 pages are italicized and bolded or something like that. Or maybe not the first 15 pages, but more like line 3 through the next 15 pages. Line 1 was great, but then the next 25 pages looked like total garbage, and that was embarrassing. This would have helped massively on something like that. I would still want to spot check stuff. This is one of the things that, again, I've learned it fairly recently, and one of those few things that it's gotten me really, really excited. And I put headings and styles and all of that in all of my documents now because it really is very, very powerful tool. And, you know, in a work situation or, you know, the longer the document you have that you're creating, the more powerful this all is. But I've used this on three-page documents. It saves me time and it gives me a feeling, too, that I've got a bit more command over the formatting than was the case before.
Can you email me and see if the Control-Shift-S actually brings up the style sheet?
Control-Shift-S. See, all right.
Control-Shift-S, style name, colon, edit, combo, normal, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Okay, maybe, again, one other way to get there, I guess, and let me just see.
Normal, clear all, normal.
And then my applications key, bring me the
applications.
Same stuff.
Applications, no spacing, normal.
Okay. Now, wait a minute, I just hit applications, and that didn't bring me to...
Applications.
You know, where I update to match selection and all of that.
No spacing.
Did you select something?
Escape.
Let me try.
Although I made little actual progress in finishing off the...
Okay, so I selected something here. Now I'll do Control-Shift-S.
Control-Shift-S, style name, colon, edit, combo, normal, to set the value, use the arrow
now
keys or type the value. Applications, context menu, to navigate, press up or down arrow, T, cut, T.
No, I get cut.
Copy, paste unavailable, undo unavailable, redo unavailable, cut, T, copy, paste unavailable,
now,
P.
Now what you can use the Control-Shift-S for, I'm guessing.
Escape.
Okay, I'll go to...
Blank. Day 3, blank.
Let me get...
Page 1, top of file, heading level 1, blank. Heading level 2, week 1, page 5, blank. Into PowerPoint, read, although I may, blank, day 3.
Okay, I'm guessing what you could use that for is, here I'm on day 3. If I want to make that a heading 3, I'll do Control-Shift-S. That's what I'm guessing you'd use this for.
Control-Shift-S, style name, colon, edit, combo, normal. To set the value, use the arrow key, normal. No space, heading 2, heading 3.
And now hit enter.
Okay, well,
print view, edit, blank, heading level 3.
Okay, that's made it a heading 3.
Yeah.
But for me, Control-Alt-3 does it a little better. Now, let me just show you quickly if you want to...
Bottom of file, blank.
Again, you have to put in a heading for yourself or the shortcut key for it. So I'll just type some text here.
B-L-A-H, B-L-A-H, enter, blah, blah.
Okay, so there's some text. And... if I want to make this a heading 4, I'm going to go back into that styles pane. I'll do with F6, that's the way I know.
F6, navigation pane, search document edit, type in text.
And again, if you don't hear styles right off the bat, you got to hit F6.
F6, apply styles, style name, colon, edit, combo, normal, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
And it's a little funky too, because sometimes you'll hear it say styles list, sometimes apply styles and so on. So it takes a little getting used to. I'll down arrow to heading 4 in this list.
Normal, no space, heading 1, heading 2, heading 3, heading 4.
Okay, I'll hit my handy applications key again.
Applications.
And...
heading 5.
Oh.
Heading 4.
Maybe your control S messed me up there. Let me see.
Escape. Blank. Blah, blah.
Okay, there's my blah, blah. I'll go back into the ribbons.
Alt H. F. Y. Leaving menu bar. Edit.
And my F6.
F6. Navigation pane. F6. Apply styles. Style name colon edit combo. Normal. To set the value. Normal. No space. Heading 2. Heading 3. Heading 4.
Now I'll hit my applications.
Applications. Heading 5.
Okay. That Control Shift S might have just messed me up. I'm not sure there.
I'll just tell you what. There's something you
escape.
When you did Control-Shift-S and then you hit the applications key, the reason you've got to copy and paste is that you want an edit combo box, so you can type in there. If you were down arrow, then hit the applications key, you can see the choices would change.
Okay.
Because like, that type copy and paste was acting on the edit field.
All right, okay. For me, I'm not entirely convinced. Yeah, that sort of doesn't work for me anyways, but... anyway, I seem to have lost the styles pane somehow there.
Escape.
I don't know exactly how I would fix that here, but...
F6, navigation, blank. F6, apply styles, style, F6, status bar, F6. F6, document pane, F6, navigation, F6, apply styles, style name, colon, edit, combo, normal, to set the value.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're using this mainly for, like, arrowing to what you want and hit enter on it to make it that style?
Well, you can still use the context menu, but you have to be arrow to something before you do that.
normal, no space, okay. Heading 1, heading 2, heading 3, heading 4.
Okay, so here's the heading 4.
Okay, you should just be able to hit space then, and then hit enter.
Oh, right, that will, okay, here's the thing.
That's what you're trying to do, like you're trying to make your heading 4.
Right, but I also wanted to assign it a shortcut key.
Space. Clear all, clear all.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get that.
Normal, no space, heading 1, heading 3, heading 4.
Hit enter on it.
Print view, blank, heading level 4, blah, blah.
Okay, so that's a heading 4. Oh, here's one I want to do now. I'm going to do the F6 thing, and I think this should work.
F6, navigation F6, apply styles, style name, colon, edit, combo, heading 4, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Let me see if the applications key works now.
Applications, context menu, to navigate, press up or down arrow, T, cut, T, copy, paste, unavailable, undo, unavailable, redo, unavailable, cut, T, copy, C.
Yeah. This doesn't get me to where I want to get to, so at least for the types of things I do, I don't know if I'd use this thing here. I mean, I can get back into where I want to get to if we have time, but I have to close the document and come all the way back in and so on.
This is good for Office 2010 or before 2007 or 2007?
I'm assuming 2007. I don't know 2007, but everything I've done just now works in 2010, 2013, 2016. Difference is 2010, you have a lot of this style stuff also in the applications key, so you don't have to go to that styles pane. I've done it in the styles pane simply because that works for 2010, 2013, and 2016. If I did it in the applications key, it wouldn't work in 2013 and 2016. I'm assuming 2007 also, it's pretty much the same, but I'm not entirely sure.
Thank you very much, David. I just think it's great. Thank you.